a paragraph in a history book. You are Atlas, contemplating shrugging. My shoulders are heavy, but you claim the burden. Don't call me nigga. You ain't from where I'm from. I was raised at the intersection of Frederick Douglass and Marcus Garvey. The village warned the children to be careful of what they said in front of white folks, so we became bicolloquial. Ambrosia and Kool-Aid, high-rises, low-rents, drinking champagne out of plastic cups, whispering the ideals of black nationalists while mouthing the national anthem. Oh, say, can you see? You can't see me. Been living beside you for hundreds of years, building communities brick by brick, but you can't hear me. Been here before Isabella commissioned it. We kings, we queens, among cave dwellers. You don't know me. You can't call me nigga because you don't believe in black angels. Haven't accepted the fact that a blue-eyed, blonde-haired Jesus would have died in the desert. You haven't accepted the fact that black represents the presence of all things. Black is everything. The spirit of God is black. You can't call me nigga because the word is code for brother, and we ain't kin like that. Your appropriation of my culture has not been by my permission. Don't call me nigga, because my humanity is more important than your swag. Because Dylan Roof was not a lone gunman. He walked into that church on a foundation laid by white supremacists. He will be tried by a system that perpetuates white supremacy. His actions were motivated by propaganda promoted by pop culture. You can't call me nigga because 5-year-olds should never have to play dead on church floors.